Okay, well, welcome everyone. It's July 1st, 2016, the start of 4th of July weekend, and I'm really excited to be here leading this call today. I'm Mary Getten, and I'm a telepathic animal communicator. I teach animal and nature communication workshops, and I lead trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. And I'm the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. So I started this monthly global water healing meditation 2 years ago at the request of my whale friend, Granny. And so we gather each first Friday of the month at noon. And it's just an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And if you haven't been to the website yet, it is globalwaterhealing.org. So please check it out. There's archives of the past meditations. So if you've ever got, a half hour to just devote to healing the water and you want to do it with a guided meditation, you can go there and pick one of the past recordings. Or, if you have a group and you want to do a meditation together, you can do that with one of the archives as well. So, there really is power in groups, and that's why we get together to do this. So, I think I'm just going to go ahead and start this meditation. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Just keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. That deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. Just allow your consciousness to dive deeply. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you, and you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. So take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. And as you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. And as the shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the group. You can see underwater without any gear, and you're able to breathe and swim easily and swiftly without any assistance. So as you approach the dolphins, your very own dolphin guide swims up and greets you. Introduce yourself and ask this dolphin for its name. Get to know this dolphin in any way that's comfortable for you. This dolphin will be your guide today and keep you safe. If you need any help, he'll be right there with you. He knows where to go and how to get there. This dolphin will be taking you to the land of the mer people. Our wise ancestors, the mermaids and the mermen. The mer carry the knowledge of the ocean within them. They are the people of the sea, and they work with ocean currents, vibration, crystals, and all creatures found in the ocean. Your dolphin starts swimming with you at his side. You are going way out into the ocean, to the deep water. And as you travel, you pass manatees and fish, rays, and a million other sea creatures. Swim along, you just see all of these different beings that live in your ocean. And you're safe with your dolphin guide. And you're just really enjoying seeing all of this ocean life. And as you look around, you also see the rest of our group swimming with their dolphins. We're all on a journey together, going to meet the mer people. You're swimming deeper and deeper now, and it's getting dark. Very dark. And you can't see anything anymore. You're diving down, and even though it's dark, you feel totally safe and protected by your dolphin. As you go deeper, occasionally you might see a little jellyfish or a plankton that's lit up. You're heading way down into the deepest depths of the ocean. And actually, we're traveling into another dimension. We're traveling from this world into the world of the mermaids and mermen. So ahead in the darkness, you begin to see a glow. Very faint and far away, but it's definitely a glow. And as you get closer, the glow gets brighter and brighter until it becomes as bright as daylight. We're arriving in the land of the mer. Up ahead, there is a temple, a beautiful temple made of white marble and adorned in gold. light is emanating from every square inch of this temple. A beautiful golden crystalline light that shines in every direction. And you see mermaids and mermen swimming around the temple and lounging on the steps. They are gorgeous beings with flowing hair and fish tails. These are the wise ancient elders of humanity, the people who chose to stay in the sea. The mermaids and the mermen still exist. They are just in another dimension. And we are going to meet with them today for some healing and purification. Your dolphin swims with you up into the temple to an area where there are many merpeople gathered. Some are sitting on chairs, others are floating effortlessly. Some are in hammocks or sitting on rocks, but they are waiting for us, for our group to gather around. The dolphins told them we were coming, and they are delighted to meet us. They are beings of great light, great purity, and they are able to infuse us with any frequencies we need to heal. Our dolphins stay with us as we settle and sit on the floor of the temple, facing this group of mermaids and mermen. Make eye contact with one of the mer and ask, what most needs to be healed in me? And listen carefully to the answer. Ask if there are any instructions about how to do this. And then request that they help you with this healing. Now let's ask the mer people for purification of our hearts. The dolphins have said that humanity has a hole in its heart, and that dolphin healing energy is available to heal that hole. But the mer also have this ability to heal and purify your heart. They can take away the hardness, the sadness, anything that is keeping your heart from being wide open, vulnerable, and joyous. So go ahead and ask this council of mermaids and mermen to purify your heart, to heal your heart, and just allow the frequencies that they send you to flow in and do their work. the myrrh are so happy that we've come. There are not many people that come to visit them anymore, and they love connecting with humanity. Now that your heart has been purified, ask the mermaids to purify and transform anything in your physical body that needs help, to bring you healing for any physical ailments, known or unknown. You don't need to name them. So allow that healing energy to flow in. And know that your dolphin is also assisting the myrrh with these healing frequencies. Now ask the myrrh if they will send healing to your emotional body. Ask them to release and transform those things in your emotional body that keep you from being the very best human that you can possibly be. Maybe it's a lack of self-worth or confidence, shame, sadness, depression, guilt, judgment. Whatever is living in your emotional body that is keeping you from being the wondrous being of light that you truly are, ask that they transform those now. Now, ask the myrrh to heal your mental body. Any of those repetitive thoughts you have, things that keep you from being the most wonderful, light-filled human that you can possibly be. Judgments about yourself and others, belief systems, limitations, fears. Let the myrrh help you release them. Let them go into the water. These thought forms can be transformed into positive energy for the planet. Now ask the myrrh to heal your spiritual body, anything in your spirit that is keeping you from being a luminous human. And again, allow their frequencies to come in. The dolphins and the myrrh have released all blocks and limitations in your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies. This purification they have given you today is getting rid of old energies, old stories. Difficulties are flowing out. And new energies are filling you with bubbles and effervescence. You are being purified and refreshed. It's a new birth. Ask them to fill you with the joy of interacting with water, all the elements, all beings, and to awaken qualities like innocence, a playful spirit, creativity, those things that will make you the most luminous human possible. And ask them to help you create your dreams. You can come back at any time to the Temple of the Myrrh and meet with these beings. They are filled with wisdom, and you can ask them for guidance, ask them how to create things in your life, and then listen carefully for their answers. Let those answers just bubble up in your consciousness, but really take time to listen. Look down now at your body and notice how you are glowing. There is a light emanating from your body, from your entire being, and the dolphins are glowing as well. And so are the mermaids and the mermen. And together, we will all go out and allow our glow, our healing light, to transform the waters of this planet. So you and your dolphin connect up with one of the mermaids or mermen. Just pick someone. And the three of you swim off together. You're leaving the temple, and as you travel through the water, you're leaving a trail of sparkling, iridescent light in your wake. This light is healing everything that it touches. and it's traveling further and further. And you see your light is meeting up with the light of other people who are swimming with their dolphins and mer friends. And as you swim, you see all kinds of sea life, turtles, fish, whales, jellyfish. And you see the light extending down to the bottom of the ocean and up to the surface. And it's traveling across the planet, reaching into every ocean in the world. And that light is going from the oceans up the rivers. It's cleansing and purifying all waters on the planet. And you see that light evaporating with the purified water, and it's going up in the clouds. And now the clouds are sparkling and glowing. And as those clouds drift over the land, they begin raining down on the land, raining down healing and purified water, covering every square inch of this planet. And that light is filling the rivers and the lakes, the ponds and creeks, and it's cleansing and purifying the earth, the plants, the animals, and the humans. Your group makes a big, wide turn and continues spreading this light through the water and this healing and purification continues to flow from you, your dolphin, your mer, out into the water as you begin to head back toward the temple. Just see and feel that light flowing out continuously, healing and purifying all water on earth. Up ahead, you see the glow of the temple of the mer. And as you approach it, you see the rest of our friends also coming together with their dolphins and mer people. And we're all gathering at the temple to celebrate and feel the joy of this new vision for the planet. The mer say that it's important for us to hold this blueprint, this template, this vision for clear, vibrant, healthy, and full of life water. They are doing that. The dolphins are doing that. The whales are doing that. And we must do that too. It takes all of us to make this dream a reality. So spend a few moments now with your dolphin and your new mer friend. Ask for your mer friend's name and see if there's anything you can do for him. Let your mer friend know that you'll meet again to do this important healing work, both for yourself and for the planet. Now it's time for you and your dolphin to leave the mer. Thank them for this assistance, this healing and purification. You and your dolphin begin to swim away from the temple, swimming back into the darkness. It's getting darker and darker. The light of the temple is fading behind you. As you swim through the darkness, you can see a faint light up ahead. It is the light of our sun shining through the water. Closer and closer we come until we break through the surface and take a nice deep breath of air. We're on the surface now, the ocean, and it's time to hug your dolphin goodbye, thank him for being your guide and your friend on this journey. Make a little plan that you'll meet up again. Maybe just to hang out together. So one last hug of your dolphin. Now go ahead and swim to shore. And walk out onto the beach. Turn around, waving goodbye to your dolphin guide. And notice the glow of iridescent light that's emanating now from the water. And see that it actually encompasses the earth. Everything is brighter and more sparkly now. In the sea, and on the land. You're coming back now to this reality. Coming back into your body, your physical body, sitting in a chair. That's right, we are back in our room. We've left our dolphin guides and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers, arch your back, move your neck around, stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. Okay. So I hope everyone's back. Come back into your body. Don't get up and start doing things if you're still out there. I want to thank you all for being here today and meeting up with the mermaids and the mermen. They really don't get many visits from humans anymore, so it's I know they're just ecstatic that we had a large group come to meet with them today. And really, feel free to connect with them again and again, anytime. They are amazing ancestors of ours, and they miss humanity. So, rather than just opening up the lines here where it gets really loud, if anybody has a question or would like to share something with me, go ahead and hit *6 and introduce yourself and go for it.
Mary?
Yes.
Hey, this is Kaya.
Hi, Kaya.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you. That was exquisite.
Oh, good.
And so beautiful and so divine, and I just find it so fascinating. I was drawn, I'll just say something real quick so everyone has a chance to speak that wants to. Real quick, I had been drawn into Hobby Lobby last night to pick up something, and then I was immediately drawn over to all the mermaids. And, you know, unknowingly today that it was going to be about mermaids, and I got, you know, two little mermaid things, and it's just so perfect. So it's just, thank you so much.
Wow, that is so great. That's great. You know, I went out to the beach a few days ago to write this meditation, or to receive this meditation, however you want to put it. And it was the most magical time. I mean, a shark was feeding right in front of me, and I'd never seen a shark at this beach. Then about 6 dolphins showed up, and they were feeding a ways offshore. Then I had a manatee, which is a mermaid, come swimming by, and I actually threw on my snorkel and swam out and hung out with him. He swam right under me. I saw a big ray. I mean, it was just amazing. And here I was sitting at the beach with my little tape recorder getting this meditation, and I had all of these sea creatures coming. It was just absolutely unbelievable. So, it's great. I'm really excited to connect with the mer.
Definitely, and I look forward to doing it every day now. So thank you for reopening that channel for me and for
Absolutely.
Everyone.
You're very welcome.
So blessings, Mary.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. And to unstar, to mute myself, do I do *6?
*6, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Anybody else have something you'd like to share?
Mary?
Yes.
This is Diane in Chicago. Just thanks so much. And there's a guy I met at the University of Baja in Mexico, California. Mm-hmm. The professor, he found a merman and mermaid skeleton a long time ago.
Wow, cool.
And And they're in his museum at the university, I believe. His name is Bancho. I gave his wife this, I don't know if she's listening in, but I'll have them listen to the recording and maybe contact you, because he was doing a study of the ocean floor and then had entities and changed his patient.
Wow, that would be fantastic, yeah. I'll get the meditation up on the website sometime over the weekend.
Yeah, when they created it for the museum, they said that it had to have a seal skin body is what they decided for, you know, physical. But it'd be fun to see what would happen. Okay, thanks so much, Mary.
You're very welcome. Anyone else?
Hi, Mary. This is Linda in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Linda.
I joined a little late, so I didn't get all of it, but it just took me back to a meditation I did with Laurie Ray on, and in a parallel universe where I found myself to be a mermaid.
Oh, wow.
It was very tranquil, very... It was a really fun experience where all the mermaids got together and swam to a location to have their babies together, just like the whales do.
Wow, that's neat.
And this was kind of, I got that energy again, and so that was really neat.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. That's really interesting.
So I didn't get the beginning. How did you connect with the mermaids?
The dolphins took us down to, we went deep into the ocean to the land of the mer. So,
okay.
Yeah, the dolphins took us there. And, you know, as we went and asked them for some healing, some purification, first of ourselves, and then we took that healing light out into the ocean.
Yeah, I did. I think I got most of it. I just probably missed just the very beginning.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else? All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everybody. And we can all say goodbye together so we can join our energies from wherever we are on the planet. So hold on.
No. Here.
All right. We're all back together again.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Go sit by your table.
Love to all.
I help you. You want to go up here?
Many blessings to you all.
Thank you.
Okay.